Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Friend, I cannot tell you how many times I've tried to start this dang podcast. It feels so good to be back. I'm so glad to be here with you today, welcoming you to the very first episode of this new podcast, Sounds Like Therapy. Now, let me tell you why it's been so hard to start. So typically, when you start a podcast, you just like burst onto the scene, fully formed, ready to go. You have no relationship to an audience. In fact, you probably have no audience. Like if you're lucky, your mom and your dog will listen to your podcast. But there's a good chance that if you're listening today, it's because you subscribe to the show that I co-hosted for the past year and a half called Honest Women, which means that you and I have history. We're friends. And it would feel really weird for me to jump into a new show without kind of walking you through that process. In fact, and I don't know if this will resonate with anyone else, but this is the analogy I came up with. Me jumping into a new show without any sort of explanation or transition would feel like if I suddenly showed up with a new husband at a social event, kind of like, oh yeah, nothing to see here, folks. I used to have one husband. Now I have another husband. Same thing, right? No. That would be so weird. And also, since we have a relationship that was built on honesty and vulnerability, it would feel pretty fake for me to pop onto the scene with my shiny new trailer and first episode, which, by the way, I do have and you should listen to. But if I just popped up with that as if it were no big deal, like I know that I come off as pretty upbeat and put together. And while that's true, that's only part of me, and it's very little of this particular story. Trust. There have been ups and downs. Lots of them. So I felt like if we're going to do this new thing together, I need to be real with you from the get-go. In a way, today's episode is not really the first episode. Though I'm claiming it as the first episode because, like I've shared with you, it's really been hard for me to start. But this episode isn't going to follow the format that the next few episodes will. It's not shiny and produced. I'm honestly kind of giving myself like hives right now doing this, but it's fine. It's fine. But I really did feel like we needed a prologue, kind of a little like heart to heart, where I can honestly tell you what's been going on behind the scenes for the past month or so. And then tell you about the new show and what it's all about. And let me tell you this, it's taken a while to figure out. But now that I've got it all locked in, I am so incredibly excited about it. And I hope that you are too. Now, before we jump in, I do realize that you may be a new listener. And if that's the case, you are probably like, what the heck is this woman talking about? So let me give you the 1 minute catch up. For the past year and a half, I co-hosted a popular podcast called Honest Women. And a little over a month ago, in the beginning of October 2024, Honest Women ended really abruptly. Now, I did not know that that was going to happen. But as soon as it was clear that the show was ending, like in the meeting, where I knew, like, oh my gosh, this is happening. I knew I was going to keep podcasting. In fact, I blurted it out, like literally in that meeting where we were deciding that Honest Women was ending. I was like, and I will keep podcasting. It was almost a knee-jerk reaction because I love podcasting. But more than that, I really love the relationship that I've started to build with you and with other listeners who showed up week after week to hear the new episodes. I love the feedback that we got. I love the 5-star reviews with comments. I loved the texts. I love the Instagram messages and Facebook comments. I loved it. And obviously, Since I was already podcasting, I would just keep podcasting. It was almost like, duh, of course. Except, no duh. Incorrect, friend. See, I used to be a co-host, with the key part of that word being co. In Honest Women, we were able to create something that was relatable and therapeutic because we were sharing our own stories with each other and then reacting to them and generally being like therapist-y together. A fair part of that show was banter and BS too. And that is actually something that's very hard to recreate on your own, as I have learned. When Honest Women ended, my co-host Jessica said that it felt like a death. And at the time, there was part of me that was like, yeah, well, sure, but probably more for you than for me because I'm going to keep going. So, you know, it'll just be like, I'll just keep doing it and it'll just be different a little bit. But that was wrong. I could continue podcasting, but it was going to have to be something totally new. And over the past few weeks, I've come face to face with how horrifically vulnerable that is. I way underestimated how intense that would be for me, like by a lot. I've podcasted before, but I've never created a show concept on my own. I've never come up with a name on my own or cover art or chosen a theme song. I've never had to record a first episode and release a first episode on my own. The last time I did all of those things, it was with my co-host. And honestly, I don't know that I ever would have started podcasting on my own because it's a really freaking big deal. It is a lot to learn, but it's also a lot to get over. And for that, I will be forever grateful to my co-host, Jessica Hutchison, because I don't know if I would have done that alone. And honestly, if I didn't think that you were here waiting for this episode because I told you that I would be doing it, I probably would not be doing this right now because it's so hard. It's so scary. So I created a first episode. It was all about change. It sounded like an audiobook and maybe not in a good way. So I worked that episode again, tried to make it more conversational, sent it out for more feedback, and I'm so incredibly lucky to have the support of my friends at Pioneer, the podcast network that we were working with at Honest Women, who listened and critiqued and asked some really good questions like, what is your show concept? What's the format? How can you make this stand out from every other therapy topics show out there? I didn't have the answers. What I did have was a mini existential crisis. Being creative is hard. Putting yourself out there is hard. Trying to figure things out and make mistakes and do that in front of other people is hard. I'm sure that you've experienced this too. This is not particular to starting a podcast. So I had some feelings over the last month. You know, one minute I thought I had it all figured out and I'd feel on top of the world. And then the next minute, I was convinced that I am a no-talent hack who should probably just curl up into the fetal position, who has no business behind a microphone. I can even remember my husband being like, wow, you are really riding that emotional roller coaster, aren't you? Yes, honey. Yes, I am. I desperately wanted to bring all of the good stuff from therapy, that empathy and insight and wisdom, the sense that you're not alone, all of it, out of the therapy room and into your ears. But how the heck was I going to do that on my own? And then, somewhere in between the meetings and the episode recording and the voice memos to friends and then the meetings and the mini meltdowns and then the big meltdowns, it became clear. You want to know what happens in therapy? People come in, and then they talk about the problems that they're having. And 9 times out of 10, those problems are with other people. If I want this podcast to sound like therapy, I have to discuss relationship problems, not therapy topics. No one comes into the therapy office and says, I want to talk about boundaries. Please teach me about boundaries. What they say is something like, "Oh my God, my mother-in-law is such a bee. She has always been so awful to me. But since we had the baby, guess who wants to be my best friend? What am I supposed to do?" If I want this podcast to sound like therapy, I have to discuss relationship problems. And if I want it to really sound like therapy, I have to discuss real relationship problems. And this, my friend, is where you come in. Sounds like therapy does need a second voice. Yours. I mean, I cannot think of a better way to make this a truly therapeutic experience than to answer your real relationship questions on the show. Now, I know it's a big leap to ask you to go from passive listener to active participant. And I know that you can get advice from anyone. So why should you get advice from me? Well, because I am a real-life therapist, and I've got a proven two-part framework that I've tested thousands of times in my therapy room. First, I will take your problem and make it make sense. So much of the distress that people feel when they walk in with a relationship problem is that it feels inexplicable. But I've studied a branch of therapy that truly believes that all behavior makes sense. And I've spent thousands of hours with clients, and guess what? It plays out. When I'm in therapy with a client, and I take their problem and I make it make sense to them, that is what creates insight and empathy, and it takes the edge off their distress. But empathy and insight are not enough. The clients that I work with in therapy don't just want me to sit there and be like, They want to know what to do next. And if you write in or call into the show, my guess is that you do too. Now, sometimes therapists are afraid to actually make recommendations. But this is part of why I'm coming out of the therapy room and into your ears. I have got a lot of big sister energy. A year and a half of opinionated podcasting and radio show advice giving, and I am happy to tell you what to do next. And did I mention that I'm aiming to do all of this in 20 minutes or less? Because I know that when I see a podcast episode that's an hour and 43 minutes long, I don't even start it. I mean, honestly, if it's 43 minutes long, I might not start it. Because as a busy woman with a family and a career, I just don't have time for that. So each week, I am going to deliver an episode that you will be able to start and finish in the time that it takes you to commute or fold laundry or walk the dog or do a carpool run. You bring the problem. I will make it make sense and give you actionable next steps. Boom. Sounds like therapy. It also, honestly, sounds like something that you should subscribe to. So if you don't already follow the show, now is the time to click that little follow button in the right-hand corner of the show page so that you don't miss a single episode. Now, at this point, you're probably going, okay, sounds great, but how are we actually going to do this? To which I say, great question, still thinking about it. Here's what I've come up with so far. In the show notes today, there is a link for a handy-dandy, very short little survey where you can tell me just a little bit about yourself, and there is a big empty box where you can put your own relationship issue that you are facing that you want me to talk about on the show right there. Survey will take you like 2 minutes, and it's the most anonymous way that you can participate in the show. I'm also currently looking into other ways that you can participate in the show, either by leaving me a voice memo or maybe hopping on a Zoom with me and joining me for an episode. I don't have that all figured out yet, so stay tuned. And if you're like, there's no way I'm ever going to do that, that is cool. It's no big deal. The majority of the people listening right now will not submit their own relationship issues, and that's okay. But I still want you to fill out the survey because it lets me know just a little bit more about you. And when I know more about you, I can do a better job picking the questions that will appeal to you and make the show a better experience for you. Now, again, I know that this is an ask. I know a lot of times you're just listening to a podcast and moving on to the next thing. And so I want to sweeten the deal. If you fill out this survey, whether you submit a relationship question or not, between now and Thanksgiving 2024, you will be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card that I will send directly from me to you as a thank you for participating. And who among us could not use an extra $50 before the holidays? I mean, I guess I'm going to have 50 fewer bucks, but it's fine. I'm glad to do it. But bribes aside, I hope you are as excited as I am about the opportunity to build something great together. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for joining me for the first episode of Sounds Like Therapy. I know this was different than the episodes to come, and while I can't wait to dive into your relationship questions, I'm just really glad that we started here by catching up. Thank you for sticking with me, friend, for trying something new. I truly would not be here if not for you, and that is for real. Speaking of episodes to come, the first real episode of Sounds Like Therapy is coming at you in less than a week. So make sure, again, that if you do not already follow the show, go ahead and do that now. Just click that little follow button. Because I will be tackling a question from a listener who's had political arguments with her sister and is worried that politics will ruin their Thanksgiving dinner this year. Relatable. Why do we fight so savagely about politics? And why is it destroying so many family relationships? And maybe more importantly, how can we keep from flipping a table, a la Jersey Shore, when Uncle Bob starts running his mouth about his preferred candidate? I will make sense of all of this and give you real practical steps so that you can keep politics from ruining your Thanksgiving dinner on the very next episode of Sounds Like Therapy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.